They would say the band man will get you.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th? What do you say to them?
Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far. I'm glad I don't have to...
tote this luggage very far.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its forelegs and its head and tail up into its shell?
A creature? Will you call it a fish?
No, this one's got legs and feet on it, and it can pull its feet up into its shell.
It's not a snake, though, is it? A frog? Toad frog?
No, now this one's got a shell.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's not a cricket, but I know what that is, and I can't call it.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that one.
Me and my little old boy was talking about he has a little shell in the house here the other day. It's cricket, not a cricket, but his
Oh, that's okay.
In the pond and catch that old...
Now can you think of something that has a hard shell and 4 feet and a head and a tail that it can pull inside that lives on the land? They dig holes in the land sometimes.
It's not a... No,
well, now how about a turtle or a terrapin or...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say a while ago, a turtle.
And that's, that lives in the water?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that turtle.
Well, now what about the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Well...
Or do they live on land here?
Well, a turtle usually stays in a creek
of
water. That's where they live.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Intestines. Let's say what my mama, that's not what you said, call it now, but my mom and them used to say hog guts.
Hog guts?
Chitlins.
Okay.
Chitlins, that's what they call them, you know.
Okay. Well, now, can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because you don't eat no beef. Well, we don't.
Okay.
Some people might, but I don't think you eat any eggs.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow gram egg.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
Bosom.
Okay. And what about if this is a man? Would you still call it a bosom?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake or on a creek? A person would get in one of these to go fishing.
A boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads?
Necklace.
Okay. And what's another word that you could use besides necklace? That's certainly a pretty...
Lock. Let me see. That certainly is a pretty... Necklace.
Well, would you ever call them a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yeah, string of beads. My mama, that's what they'd always call them, a string of beads, you know. Buy y'all a pair of string of beads, you know. But now they usually call them a necklace, you know.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really...
did fight.
Okay. let's see. If you wanted to say that one man really did something to the other one, you'd say, well, they fought and one man really... what the other one?
Did... fight him.
Okay.